Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. If you were able to listen to the broadcast yesterday, the Lord has me in a teaching mode, and I started a message entitled The Temple of the Living God. And as I spent time in preparation, I was so blessed, I was so inspired, and I hope that you also will be. As we go into the Word of God, we're looking at an Old Testament pattern and see how it relates to us in the New Covenant. We're going to be looking at the building of the temple. We'll start that today. 8 significant points. We're going to look at the purpose of the temple. There are 7 perfect points. And then we're going to look at possessing the temple. There's 4 aspects there we want to be looking at. And so what I shared yesterday, that I shared a few scriptures in closing, that in John 2:21, when Jesus was driving out the money changers, they were very upset. And they asked, you know, what authority do you have to do this? And they said, show us a miracle to prove it. And then Jesus said, okay, this is the miracle I'll do. Destroy this temple, this sanctuary, in 3 days I'll raise it up. And of course they said, what? It took 46 years to build this sanctuary. You can do it in 3 days. But he was talking about his body, his physical body. And then also we found in Ephesians that in the 2nd chapter, that Paul said, we all are being fitly framed together, growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So the temple also is a type of the church of Jesus Christ. And then one more scripture I was not able to share yesterday because of time constraints is 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and there the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So here we see the temple as a type of the individual believer. 3 different places in Scripture, it refers to Christ's physical body, it refers to a type of the church, as well as to us, the individual believers. And we're going to show in the days to come, as I share this message, God's beautiful plan of redemption. And we're going to look at the temple of the Old Testament as a type of the individual believer in the body of Christ. Remember, Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's why He'll never leave us or forsake us. Christ is in us. When we're saved, Jesus, by the Spirit of God, comes to dwell within our heart. And I don't think that's a very familiar concept, but I don't think we fully understand the ramifications of that, how powerful that is. We accept it, we believe it, but I don't think we have fully appreciated the fact that the God of heaven and earth is actually with us, and that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. How could we possibly do the works that Jesus said? He said, you do it, and even greater works, not through our flesh, certainly, through the power of the Holy Spirit working through us, just as Jesus accomplished the miracles, through the power of the Holy Spirit working through him. And he did only those things that the Father showed them. We see in the ministry of Jesus, a perfect unity and cooperation of the Godhead working together. All right. Having said that, We're going to go back to the Old Testament, and we're going to look at the building of the temple. First of all, we understand in Scripture that it wasn't our idea, man's idea. It originated with God. The Scripture, the opening Scripture in Exodus 25:8 says, "Let them build me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." God always takes the first step, beloved. And so he was very specific. He wanted Moses to follow the pattern he had showed to him in the mount. And isn't that true in our lives? Think about that. We're talking about, of course, in Moses' case, it was the tabernacle in the wilderness, but that, you know, the construction of that, all the artifacts, the Holy of Holies, the Ark itself, they were put in the temple that was later to be built. So, how does that apply to us? Well, Jesus, he followed after us. In John 15 and 16, the word says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." Verse 19 says, "But I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." Why? Because we're becoming like Jesus, and they hated our master, and they'll hate the servant. Jesus was hated. And his, he came to his own, and his own received him not. Another scripture, Ephesians 1 and 4. Christ has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. We're going to be looking at a few passages in Ephesians later that are just absolutely mind-boggling. And we love him. Isn't that what the word says? Because he first loved us. He started this entire spiritual journey that we're on. So, okay, first of all, remember I said I was going to share eight things? The first one was, it was God's idea. The second one was that it was, the foundation was laid by God. Both the place and the stone were his own choosing. If you remember, he told David that his son Solomon would build the temple and the specifications. Solomon built the temple at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to David. Now, let's take some time to do a little bunny trail. We're going to be looking at 2 Samuel chapter 24. Basically, this is the last chapter. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, "Go number Israel and Judah." Well, the captain of his host was Joab, and Joab was not happy with that word. He disagreed with him, and he said, "Why does my lord the king delight in this? The Lord, may the God of heaven make the people, may they be a hundredfold," in other words, increase, that the king may see it. But it says in verse 4 that the king's word prevailed against Joab. And so, down in, he numbered the people, and in verse 10 it says, David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. David said unto the Lord, "I've sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I've done very foolishly." What was his motivation? I don't know, pride perhaps, nearing the end of his kingly reign. "For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things." Getting to the point. "Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee." God was punishing him. All right, so Gad came to David. He said, these are your options. 7 years of famine, or do you want 3 months spent before your enemies while they pursue thee? Or that you would want 3 days pestilence in the land. Now advise and give me an answer so I can go back to God and tell him what you said. David said unto Gad, "I'm in a great strait. Let us fall now into," this is precious, "into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. Let me not fall into the hand of man." So God sent a pestilence, and there were, thousands of people destroyed. 70,000. And when the angel stretched, this is verse 16, out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, "It's enough. Stay now thine hand." And the angel of the Lord at that point was by the threshing floor place of Araunah the Jebusite. Then when David spake unto the Lord, he saw the angel that smote the people and said, "Lo, I have sinned and I've done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done?" He's interceding for them. "Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house." Gad came to him and said, "Go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite." And so he basically went to him. He offered him money. And in verse 25, David built there an altar unto the Lord, offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land. So basically, this was the place that God wanted the temple to be built. So we took a little bit of time to explore that, but this was God's plan, that he chose the place. Remember, the thought originated with God. The foundation was laid by God. Both the place and the stone were of his choosing, and we're going to be looking at that on tomorrow's broadcast because my time has come to a conclusion. And I think you'll be really excited as you see the symbolism in this next point about the material being used. Thank you so much for joining me. It's always a blessing to come into your homes or workplace or in your automobiles and just share this time with you for the word of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, because it's always my heart that he minister to you in his anointing. Praise God. And of course, we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. He continues to unveil the beauties, the mysteries of his plan as we wait upon him. As always, if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And if, should you choose to email, that's fine. It's convenient. But if you'd like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address. But I will always confirm receipt, and I will pray. I'm just not able to spend much time on emails. I thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.